The next patient is David Wilson. The last name is W-I-L-S-O-N. David is the first name. This is a clinical case of a 72-year-old white male that has been followed in our practice because of the presence of CKD stage 3B, which is most likely related to hypertensive nephrosclerosis. The patient has a history of morbid obesity, hypertension, and hyperlipidemia, period. The patient has had a very eventful clinical course in the last 6 weeks. Initially was admitted to Highlands Regional Medical Center because of evidence of extensive DVT in the left lower extremity. Period. This patient had a history of distal DVT that has extended to the iliacs, and for that reason, the vascular surgeon, Dr. Saka, S-A-A-K-A, took him to surgery in order to do thrombectomy. Period. The patient was placed on Eliquis. Later on, the patient was admitted to the hospital, and this time the patient went to Advent Health complaining of chest pain. During the evaluation of chest pain, the patient underwent a CT scan without contrast that was able to detect a thoracic aneurysm in the thoracic aneurysm that was 3.4 centimeters. There was no evidence of dissection, and there was also evidence of infrarenal abdominal aneurysm that was about the same size. There was no evidence of dissection, period. This patient has a history of chronic obstructive pulmonary disease in the past, period. During the stay at Advent Health, the patient was found with orthostatic hypotension, and this orthostatic hypotension has been very symptomatic, period. Throughout the hospitalization, the serum creatinine was between 1.8 and 2.2, which is the baseline for him. There was evidence of significant microalbuminuria and evidence of microproteinuria. He excretes no more than 1 gram in 24 hours, period. The patient has a small left kidney. Number two, the patient has a history of arterial hypertension, currently on carbidopa 25 milligrams POBID, becoming extremely symptomatic. To the point that the patient has to be very careful when he stands up. Today's blood pressure was with a normal range. /139. The patient has lost more than 25 pounds of body weight during the last 6 weeks. And in this particular case, we are going to decrease the administration of carbidopa to 12.5 milligrams in the morning and 25 in the afternoon. Their fluid this restriction is going to be around 50 ounces, and the administration of sodium 4 grams in 24 hours with low protein, no more than 40 grams in 24 hours. We continue the close observation, and whether or not the patient continue with the administration of Florinef and or Midodrine will be determined after we monitor the blood pressure and make adjustments in the administration of the carbidopa. Following number, anemia, which is most likely related to iron deficiency and CKD stage 3B going into 4. The patient is recovering and seems to be more stable. Following number, the patient has a history of gout. The gout has not been active. The level of uric acid is below 5 milligrams per cent. Following number, hyperlipidemia that is managed with the administration of statins and CoQ10. Following number, six-sinus syndrome, status post permanent pacemaker. Following number, history of relapsing DVTs. The patient is in Eliquis, 5 milligrams POBID. Following number, the patient has a vitamin D deficiency that is treated with a supplementation. Period. This patient is followed by Dr. Alexandre Torres, and he has been on Plaquenil on daily basis. Following number, obesity. The patient is recommended not to put the weight back. In other words, follow the diet and perhaps a restriction of calories no more than 1,800 in 24 hours. Period. We are going to see this patient in follow-up in about 3 weeks. Period paragraph, we invested 15 minutes evaluating the admissions to the hospitals. In the telehealth face-to-face, about 20 minutes, and in the documentation, 7 minutes.